July 5th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, it is the enemy of your soul who seeks to destroy your strength in your heritage. It is the shared history of your nation which unites you and makes you stronger. Satan wants to divide you as a people of God, a people who seek my good. In so doing, he can conquer you through the confusion of your hearts. Your common history, your heritage, unites you. Your nation was founded by those seeking the freedom to pray as they desired. These days, it is in vogue to ignore me and my commandments. Have the holy boldness to challenge error. Do not listen to the foul cries of prejudice. The bigots are the ones who oppose the truth and will not accept right reason. I stand with those who stand by me." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.